We're here in Canning Town in East London amid the industrial estates and the storage centres. And at the heart of it all is the Getty Images Archive. And we're here to meet its boss, Matthew Butson, who happens to be a football fan. And we're on the hunt for some World Cup treasure.
Matthew, nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us. Nice to meet you too. So this is the largest commercial archive in the world. 80 million bits of glass, paper and plastic, otherwise known as the Getty Images Archive.
Wow, that's huge. So yeah, let's see what we can find in terms of the very first ever World Cup.
Okay, so this is World Cup, the early World Cup, so this is 30 to 38, so Uruguay will be in here somewhere. So some of this is a bit grainy because obviously this was from newspapers at the time. People weren't really sending photographers, you know, from Europe. I mean, that's a great shot.
It is.
It really is.
Is that the final? Is that the
celebration? Lorenzo Fernandez, Pedro Xea and Hector Scaroni celebrating their victory.
So it can't be in an archive in England without talking about 1966.
Absolutely.
It's all burned into our memories.
Mm-hmm. But that's the iconic shot. The composition of it is just absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And I love Nobby Styles, you know, without his teeth.
And the light on his face and on the cut.
It's absolutely pin sharp.
Aside from the action on the pitch, there are some pretty standout images, you know, around the whole event, right?
A shot I love is Pelé training in the rain.
That is fantastic.
The rest of his squad thought, I'm not doing that. This is so Britain. but this is the young fan desperately after an autograph. And it's quite sad, you know, as we know, Pelé was injured quite early on, so didn't make the impact that people thought he might have done.
Pretty soggy autograph book.
Absolutely. And you wonder who that guy is today and whether he's still got that autograph.
So, Matthew, you found some others here. I mean, straight away, the eye is drawn to something that the referee didn't see on the day, some of the commentators didn't see on the day, but is pretty clearly in that picture.
It's such an iconic picture, Maradona's hand of God. It just shows you, you know, capturing the decisive moment and just clicking that shutter just at the right time.
One of my key memories from childhood is this one from 1990.
Gazza, again, like Maradona, polarised opinion, but a genius of a football player. And, you know, he really wore his heart on his sleeve.
He'd got a yellow card. It ruled him out from the final. He didn't yet know whether England were going to get to the final. So, Matthew, we've come upstairs because after 1999, everything goes digital. So this is where we need to be to check out all the more recent World Cups. Mm-hmm. I'm probably thinking of Zinedine Zidane, you know, this amazing footballer having this moment of
madness. Again, it's that decisive moment, just having the presence of mind. Because obviously there are lots of other stuff going on at the time and it'd been very easy to, you know, be focusing on whatever and then suddenly it was like, oh, no, that's something else has gone on. So I think, photographers have got to have eyes in the back of their head sometimes.
And in terms of the historical nature of the defeat by Germany of Brazil in 2014.
Absolutely.
And they were going through a 7-1 humiliating defeat in their own stadium.
You could say, you know, you'd need a montage of those seven goals to tell that story, but one shot tells that story. There's always the iconic shot from each World Cup, and you can argue what that is. Maybe from the last World Cup, maybe Paul Pogba's shot. Beautiful picture, not just the composition, but the lighting, everything about it. It's almost as though they said to Pogba, can you actually go on the pitch? Can you look up at the thing? You know, as though it's set up, and of course it's not. It's that, as Cosme-Bresson say, with that decisive moment.
We can now speak to the man responsible for that iconic Paul Pogba picture you just saw there, Getty sports photographer David Ramos, who joins us now from Barcelona. David, thanks for your time. Now, this might be a difficult question for you to answer, but of all the photos you've taken at sporting events in your career, do you have a favourite?
Yes, I always would have some, favourites, not only one, but definitely that moment of Pogba after the celebration of the World Cup in Russia is in my top three. I'm quite close to the one. Yeah, definitely.
You say your top three. What other photos make your top three?
Also there is some behind the scenes moments in that tournament, and maybe someone else anything else from another sports, Olympic Games. But in terms of football, I've shot a lot of football, and yeah, Pogba Trophy and the trophy before the final next to a couple of security guards in the trophy room. That's also one of my favorite moments and of the World Cup.
And can you explain exactly what your job involves on a match day and how competitive it is amongst all the photographers at matches?
My job is, as all our sports photographers in Getty Images, to basically is to explain the history of the match in pictures. So we need to make sure that we capture every incident or a remarkable moment of the match. In a World Cup, I think every match is important. Every match for every nation. That's, they have only 7 matches to win to go to the fight to win the World Cup. So every match is decisive. So all photographers are around the pitch, and I would like to mention this. Yes, it's 200 photographers, which is a lot of photographers, shoulder to shoulder, are aiming that target to get a decisive moment or a decisive incident which explains the match.
And once you've taken a picture, how quickly will it be available to view?
Yeah, for me, competitive right now, as you can imagine, is all about the speed and being the first in the market. So there are a lot of live feeds that we need to fill. So we are making sure our pictures and Getty Images are hitting our customers in less than 30 seconds. It means that before the replay of the goal, for example, is finished, the picture of the goal is ready to be published all around the globe.
Wow, that's rapid. And how upset do you get if you miss a great shot that one of your competitors gets?
I think it's the same if you were a player and you miss a goal. You really have a bad day. Personally, I'm not big. I'm not great losing. So when you see the picture, you see the moment and you miss it, for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's my fault, I was not enough focus, or it's not sharp, or I get extracted by other player or whatever. Yeah, it's a hard take and it's a really bad day. And yeah, you need to quickly move forward because the day after you have another match. But yeah, definitely, it's highly competitive. Yeah.
Well, David, we will certainly look forward to see what images you capture from this tournament in Qatar. David Ramos there, Getty sports photographer, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.